ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are taking Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text 42 and 43. Tad gacchatam atparamo nalakuvara sadhanam sanjato mai bhavo vam ipsita paramo bhavah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O Nalakuvera and Manigriva, now you may both return home. Since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled. And now you will never fall from that platform. Please repeat. O Nalakuvera. Purport. The highest perfection of life is to come to the platform of devotional service and always engage in devotional activities. Understanding this, Nalakuvera and Manigriva desire to attain that platform, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead blessed them with the fulfillment of their transcendental desire. And there is one more sloka there, text 43. Sri Sukha Uvacha Iti Vuktau Tau Parikramya Pranamya Cha Puna Punaha Baddo Lokalam Amrutya Jagmato Disham Uttamam. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having spoken to the two demigods in this way, they circumambulated the Lord, was bound to the wooden mortar and offered obeisances to him. After taking the permission of Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes. Hare Krishna. First of all, I need the blessing from all of you Vaishnavas so that I can be able to glorify the Lord's pastime. So, today's sloka, actually, this Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they got full, total blessing from the Lord. And here, Lord is speaking to them, Krishna is speaking to them. They had a very sincere desire to absorb in devotional service. So, Krishna is giving them full blessing, and you will go back to your home, that is your original home. You will never fall back to this material platform. So here Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport. The highest perfection of life is to come to the platform of devotional service and always engage in devotional activities. Understanding this, Nalakuvera and Manigriva desire to attain that platform. Initially, as you all know about it, they were in the different platform, like they were in Tamogun actually. When Narad Muni had arrived at that site, they were enjoying with their different activities. And they were forgotten to cover their even their body. So in that so low level, Narad Muni cursed them to become Yamala Arjuna trees. So that curse turned to be a benediction. That trees were there in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. So there, with the right association, they could come to that perfection level. Now their only goal is they developed the love and affection to Krishna, and they absorbed totally. So here, even Prabhupada says, Nalakuvera and Manigriva desire to attain that platform, that is their right abode, back home, back to Godhead. So Supreme Personality of Godhead blessed them, and with the fulfillment of their transcendental desire. This is actually they attained it. This entire chapter was deliverance of Yamala Arjuna trees, that is Nalakuvera and Manigriva. Here in the last sloka, even Sukadeva Maharaj said, the Supreme Personality of God, having spoken to the two demigods in this way, the circumambulated the Lord was bound to the wooden mortar and offered obeisances to him. After taking the permission of the Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes. Now, the special feature here is that all of, especially were born in Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, it is said. We have so many good qualities, so many bad qualities, very natural. It is the age of Kali. So Prabhupada, one of his class, he was saying, the one thing that is always insisting us on the importance of cultivating the eagerness to attain Krishna consciousness, strong Krishna consciousness. So always he emphasizes, he said we should desire to hanker after the Supreme Kingdom, that is back home, back to Godhead. Even our magazine, which started from Prabhupada, Back Home, Back to Godhead. Back to Godhead magazine. This is from beginning. So he emphasizes all the time, that is the Supreme Kingdom. And if you really want to achieve it, you have to all the time, you have to be very eager and very enthusiastically, you have to give importance for that. And that cultivation is needed. And when every time Prabhupada is saying you should always eagerly desire to be with desire of attaining Krishna consciousness, always used to speak. One day one young boy, he was asking Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, what it was like to desire of Krishna all the time, what way we should remain? So Prabhupada gives one reply, you know, what do you feel a pretty girl walking down on the street? So this boy was surprised and shocked. And he said, Swamiji, you mean it is like that? Remembering Krishna means like that? The pretty girl is walking and you are watching? So Prabhupada said, no. As aspiring transcendentalists, we are not interested with the pretty girls or material thing. But that quality of spontaneous desire, that eagerness, that is what want to feel that the relation to Krishna. Means that eagerness, the all the time to feel that to relation to Krishna. That eagerness, it should be spontaneous. Not after reminding, because few hours we are in the temple doing all the sadhana and then that eagerness is not there. It's not like that. This is all the time you should be eager to attain that. That especially that quality of spontaneous desire. That is for relation to Krishna. You, as you know very well, that Sri Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, even the same thing. We all are having this, especially in Kali Yuga, we are not of that pure devotional service, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So this Bhagavad Gita especially helps us. That is 4.9. Janma karma chame divyam eme eveti tatvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mamiti swarjan. Most of the time Prabhupada used to quote this verse. The translation is, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance, Krishna speaks, his transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, does not upon leaving the body take his birth in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. It's very common. Everybody, every one of us knows. But Prabhupada used to quote most of the places. And it's having a very high meaningful thing. Because you have to keep up that transcendental nature. But the transcendental nature, only you can get purified, or you can go back home, back to God, whatever we are discussing, by after leaving this material body. That is the eternal abode of Arjuna. This is guaranteed. Only thing you have to meditate upon appearance, activities of Krishna Katha, Krishna story, Krishna's pastime. This is ultimate. So, Lord Krishna says, my birth and activities are all transcendental. It is totally transcendental. And anyone who can understand the transcendental activities of appearance, of Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastime, in truth becomes, that person becomes a liberated person. In truth. So, tyaktva, by quitting, giving up this present material body, he at once transformed the spiritual world, transformed to the spiritual world. He does not have to come back to this material world to get another material body. This is so powerful statement of the Lord, this sloka. Because tyaktva, by quitting this body, because you are on that platform, spontaneously remembering Krishna. And essence is that just simply understanding Krishna, one becomes spiritualized. That's why all the time Prabhupada is insisting, chant the holy name more and more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This is very good for becoming active also. Otherwise, Bhagavatam, we all get dozing, you know, it's very automatically. So, the Krishna only can keep us alert. What is the result of liberation? Here, what is the result of liberation? We wanted to get liberated. That state in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Maam upetya tu kaunteya dukkalayam nadasashvara. Very, very specific thing. My dear Arjuna, Kaunteya, please note that anyone who comes to me does not come again to this material world back, which is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam. People always says, why let me enjoy here, let me be here. Why I should go for this? This is common. Everybody speaks the same thing. But for that answer is given, this place is Dukkalayam. And Prabhupada, one of the places he speaks, the people are, we are all deluded and illusional way We are accepting this place as a permanent settlement. Always is the case. Every time, just after leaving this class, we'll think better permanent settlement, what way we can be happy. Everyone, even amongst devotees, we'll decide what way we can invest the money, what way we can progress, how can we cope up with the increasing price day by day. And they will take the consultancy from so many people, especially our person like chartered accountant Krishnanam Prabhu is just watching the day by day how we have to cope up. These accountants, chartered accountants, they can give the suitable remedy for it. But whereas Prabhupada here speaks, he totally proposes, gives such an answer. We are making many plans to make the permanent settlement. Permanent settlement. Always we just see, I don't want any sort of problem, difficulties here. I wanted permanent settlement. But Lord says this world is full of misery. This is one thing. Lord gives there's a register certificate in Bhagavad Gita. It is full of misery. But we wanted to ignore that. Whatever Lord says, okay, let me make my life safe and happy. Let the world go anywhere. I don't bother. But also says, you cannot remain here permanently. This is second, other one more statement. You have to give up this place. Whenever Prabhupada had been to Western country, first thing Prabhupada said, my dear, my wonderful children, my dear loving Westerners, please see, this place you have to give up. You have to give up this place. You got very palatial bungalows, very nice arrangement, but you have to give up this place. So then they thought of such an opulent thing, how we can give up. So you can, even Prabhupada is saying, you can spoil your energy by trying to make this material world comfortable. You are spoiling energy, Prabhupada says. My God. And you may live here a few years comfortably, okay. Few years you live comfortably and cruel death will come and snatch you from your comfortable position. This is 100% for everyone. Maybe little few days early or few days later. And put in another position that is beyond your control. That time no financial arrangement, all insurance arrangement, nothing worked. There's no insurance arrangement for our happiest life. Nobody can give insurance. Be a happy man up to 125 years. We will take care of you for all your emotions. There's no such insurance. If you die, you'll get some amount to your family or double if you get accident. These are all the things. If there is a fire, there's something. There is no insurance that you will remain here 120 years without any problems, giving assurance. No. That's why you cannot say, I have made my positive position secured. It's always, many people, even in our industrial field, many people speak. One of my friend was saying, you know, he called up one day, he said, you know, I made all the arrangements. Now he was something like 75 that time. He said, after 85, I'll be getting 2 lakhs per a month. I have planned that way. After 85, he's getting 2 lakhs. So secured. He was tempting me also. You also do it. Since I am in Krishna conscious, some other, it was not feasible. I said, okay, nice. I become comfortable. Person always saying, I am become comfortable by my great endeavor, by advancement of economic development, by advancement of material science. You can see now, material science is growing, especially these computers and this different types of cell phones. Every function is there. Nothing is needed. Even single cell phone has got all functions. No computer is needed. Everything is there. They think, I'm really happy. And finally, they think, let me remain here. I am happy. But time will say, no, that will not be allowed. You must live at once without delay. At once, takshana, right? We are knowing all the day. And Prabhupada gives one good example. That is John F. Kennedy, the president of America. Because after many efforts, you know, he became a president. And very nice family, happy family, all opulences. One fine day, there was a procession, open car procession. That time, immediately, some silencer type of thing. There was no sound even. He got shot, dead. Finished, everything is finished. Prabhupada used to quote all the time this. Nice family, very powerful. He was having lots of protection. Finished. Prabhupada is quoting. It was at the time of, I was in college that time. It was somewhat, Pandit Nehru also left the body after some few days. It's the same thing. These were the great people. And why? Even our ex-prime minister, Indira Gandhi, Srimati Indira Gandhi, and she was shot by her own bodyguard. What else we wanted? This is in India. Now the special thing is, as per this shloka, as per how Krishna has delivered Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, that is their higher nature. This is the transcendental nature, actually. The transcendental nature means it is above duality. We have to come for little philosophical things today. It is about duality. That is the nature of absolute world. So one is liberated by these facts. One is liberated by this understanding. So he got the transcendentally situated person. So here we can understand Krishna is not different from his sound vibration, Krishna. And Krishna is not different from Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna is not different from anything connected to Krishna. So these things want to be understandable. You have to understand this because everything is connected to Krishna, that is Krishnaizing. One of the cases Prabhupada is saying, there are two kinds of energies. One is lower energy, other one is higher energy. Lower energy is material nature. Higher energy is living entity belongs to higher energy. This is higher energy. Living entities belongs to higher energy. They have to protect that higher energy. So anything connected with Krishna, even materially, that enters the higher nature, spiritualizing. Prabhupada gives one of the quotations, you are all knowing about it, that even material world devotee to Krishna consciousness, that turn into higher nature. We are turning into higher nature actually. See, we were from the lower consciousness and slowly, gradually developing and connecting ourselves, devotee to Krishna consciousness. So it turns to a higher nature. So Prabhupada gives an example. All of you must be knowing. Because there's a blazing fire and we are putting an iron rod on that blazing fire. After some time, that iron rod becomes red hot. And finally, that becomes fire. Very important thing. It looks very, you know, all the time when we hear some quotation, we feel it, you know. We ignore it also. In first sight, yes, I heard it earlier. But, you know, it has got a very deep inner meaning. That transformed to fire, that entire iron transferred to fire. And no longer it remained as iron. It has become fire. So similarly, if you constantly remain in Krishna consciousness, you at once transfer yourself to higher nature. of Krishna. This is why we have to connect all the time to Krishna consciousness. Because you have to sustain yourself in a higher conscious. That is the protection we have to do. Entire day's program is designed in such a way that you should not come down from that higher position of higher nature of Krishna consciousness. And this is called liberation. This is called liberation. All the time with connecting with Krishna and totally like fire, you are Krishnaized everything 24 hours. That is called liberation. And one place the Prabhupada says, if you leave this body at that time, that is a higher nature. If you leave this body, if you die, there is a formula applies. Here there is a formula applies. That tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mamitusam. In that case, this formula applies. Because all the time you are in that higher consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and that time, when that spiritualized time, when you give up the body also, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mamitusam. This formula applies there because higher consciousness we are trying. He doesn't come back to this material world. This is the principle given. So we have to practice Krishna consciousness such a way that we shall permanently exist in that higher nature. The higher nature, maximum higher nature we have to. Of course, today's things are little philosophical, but this is what we are hearing, that even that rod's example always is given by Prabhupada. It was a rod and rod, but with the connecting with the fire, blazing fire, that becomes fire. Same way, when we are connecting with Krishna, all of our eternal things, good qualities, automatically will get godly nature. Krishna's nature will get that. This is constantly in Krishna consciousness. The result will be that by quitting the body, we shall at once transfer to the transcendental world. That's why all the time emphasize you have to be in Krishna consciousness 24 hours. Wherever you are there, you have to be there. Remember Krishna. So one thing I'll take, there was a class given by Prabhupada that was in 1969, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I'll just speak about that. The qualification of this material world are two, Prabhupada said. So long you leave it always full of miseries, that is one thing. If you try to make compromise, all right, I shall live here. Never mind, it is miserable, that is also temporary, but never mind. Most of the people, especially in India also, we know, okay, whatever it is, I'll leave that like that, don't worry. It is very disturbing, miserable, still I wanted to live like that. So Prabhupada said, you can't live also. You cannot live, you are supposed to think that all right. Even he spoke in the United States, America. I have got an American body, American country. Never mind, there are some suffering due to this body. I shall live it. I shall live here nicely. Prabhupada says, oh, you cannot live. You cannot. You will not be allowed to live also. How long? Therefore, the qualification of this material world are two things. That is, one is, it is full of misery, and second, it is temporary. Two qualifications we get it with this material world. It's full of misery, and it is temporary. But our demand is full of pleasure and eternal life. It's just opposite. Our demand is full of pleasure and eternal life. It's just opposite. But the foolish persons, Prabhupada says, They do not understand. They think, oh, we are very much happy. Oh, how we are happy. Suppose you are feeling happy, how long you'll be happy? This we have to just think it over. Any moment, you have to give up this place. Any moment. Prabhupada refers again that President Kennedy's thing. Most happiest position, president, young man, good wife, children, everything is good. Within a second, everything finished. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even this is a very serious matter of death, but still we feel like dozing nicely. Kennedy's death, Prabhupada quoted, he was going on a car, it was a procession, nation's procession, very nicely thinking, nicely protected also. The full guards are there, all military is taking care of Kennedy, president. Just in a moment, finished, finished. This possibility is for everyone. This possibility is for everyone. Mr. Kennedy could not save himself in spite of his power and opulence. What about us? This is the word from Prabhupada. We have to think, you see, with one very important quotation Prabhupada gave, that's why I just noted it. You have to think, you see, with a very cool head. You have to think it in very cool head. We don't get time to think it in cool head also. Prabhupada says, go somewhere, sit and think it in cool head, that every arrangement here in this world, however nice we may think, however you may be free, they are all temporary. Cool mind only will understand that, Prabhupada. And all temporary and backed up by full of misery. Unless one is not conversant with this principle, please note it again, very nice point. Unless one is not conversant with this principle of life, he cannot actually seriously take up what is Krishna consciousness. Very, very important point. Some other I thought of, because we don't have a time in this modern age to think coolly, keeping everything aside, you know, very difficult. You have to take a very special thing. That person will understand. So Prabhupada says, so this whole Krishna conscious movement is nothing to stop, but to, this is very important, this whole Krishna conscious movement is nothing to stop, but to change the standard of pleasure. From temporary flickering pleasure to permanent eternal pleasure. From temporary flickering pleasure to permanent eternal pleasure. This is Krishna conscious will give you the standard of pleasure, which is eternal and that will continual. Not only just eternal. For them, this Krishna conscious movement is very nice. For whom it is not nice, for whom it is very nice, Prabhupada gives a very good analogy. Very wonderfully he stated. That's why I just thought of just putting up this way. It is the greatest responsibility for promoting our higher consciousness. It is our greatest responsibility even to take that higher consciousness. One more thing is we can understand by Srimad Bhagavatam, Rishabh Dev, who advises his children, and he says, my dear boys, that if you want perpetual, eternal happiness, non-breaking happiness, then you try to purify your existence. For that, try to accept something austerity, tapo divyam. And Prabhupada says, this is tapo divyam. You have to take this tapasya. 16 round japa, 4 regulative principles. It's a tapasya. It should be very, very sincerely we have to do it. And of course, I'm under the mood of conclusion, you know. The essence is, here Prabhupada is always emphasizing, we have to keep ourselves always in the higher nature. Higher nature means connecting with Krishna. So we have to prepare ourselves. This is the preparation we have to do. Prabhupada gives one example. Suppose you have to travel somewhere. Prabhupada was giving, he has to travel from New York to California. Even such place I have to travel means I have to reserve the seats. I have to make many arrangements to go over there. So these are the arrangements I have to do. So similarly, we have to know that we have to leave this body. And we must prepare for that. That preparation should be done. If we don't prepare, all of a sudden death comes, our whole life is spoiled. Finish. And trying to do so much but not prepared. This way Bhaktivinoda Thakur always says, bhajan karo, kirtan karo, marta janale. How to die, that preparation you do first. So this is the preparation. Very important preparation. Otherwise, spoiled. Not planned only. So many earthquake takes place. Now the people are trying to build a building earthquake proof. So many things. Earlier they say now earthquake proof. So they put so many proofs. But preparation, how to avoid this. This is the preparation. So we have to think of Krishna finally. This is the easiest process. This is one of the easiest process. Think of Krishna. Think of the activities of Krishna. Think the appearance of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. That's why Parikshit Maharaj, within 7 days, he could get Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Maharaj. Within 7 days, he got liberated totally. This is ultimate thing. Try to understand these things. This is Prabhupada emphasizes. Most of the things he only quoted here. That inquisitiveness of transcendental inquiry, we must know the answers. A person from spiritual master, from our parampara, this perfect knowledge is given to us, and that way we shall be able to put ourselves constantly in Krishna consciousness, taking the shelter from our parampara, from our spiritual master, so that we can put ourselves in higher consciousness. The result will be that by quitting the body, we shall be at once transformed to the transcendental world. This is the process. So, here, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, even though they had a bad life, they got their atonement for their sinful activities, their illusory activities. Finally, by the mercy of Narad Muni, they were there as a Yamalajuna trees on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Finally, they could able to please Krishna. Here, Prabhupada is giving the highest desire. That is most important. The highest desire to become a pure devotee. Highest desire to become a devotional activities. This particularly, if we all the time spontaneously, I gave it in the beginning, if you spontaneously, you keep up that, he gave the answer for that boy. The aspiring transcendentalist, we are not interested with the pretty girls or material thing, but that quality of spontaneous desire, that eagerness, that is what we wanted to feel. That is relation with Krishna. Relation to Krishna, that should be spontaneous. There's one Swamiji used to say, but finally you get the such a way by after chanting the holy name, usuru usuru ke kusumanabana hesaru. Every breathing you'll get
Krishmanabha, Krishna's name. That is ultimately, it comes. So that ultimate stage is the higher conscious stage. That higher conscious, when we get it, definitely, and we also be liberated like Nalakuvera and Manigriva. However bad shape we are, but there is a hope, this which is given by Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare. Thank you very much. I have taken a philosophical thing from Prabhupada, but it is even briefly I started explaining, the matter went to the time up. Now you have to quit immediately. That is the way. Here we could see the board also. 9:15 is the time up. Even though if you wanted to speak nothing else, you can't speak. Krishna consciousness is very, very valuable. Thank you very much. There's no time for question and answer. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.